earth medicines. And earth medicines is, you know, ganja, which we call Santa Maria, mushrooms. Some people can handle it more. Some people have different experiences. Can we somehow explain in a more, let's say, scientifically way why this happens? And I think maybe the stars may have a possible light related to this beautiful topic, to see, you know, why do you are more tolerant, or why do you like, or why do you connect more with certain type of medicines. So let's see what the stars tell us about it.
Yes, that's amazing, because astrology and archetypes are really the key to everything, because the archetypes make up your Star of David, and your, it's a part of your five senses, and one governs each sense. You know, one archetype will take care of one part of the body, and that would be five parts of our body, and that's how we understand between each other the characters. And how, if you put a musician and a dancer together, would that work? Yeah. Why? Because they both are connected to music. And one can dance while the other one plays, and one can play while the other one dances. So they have something in common. And as archetypes, that would be beautiful for lovers. But if you have to look at the other aspects, the other points of the star within your constellations, and let's say we take one step further and we say that one was a Taurus, one was a Virgo. Taurus, the, of course, the songwriter, the singer, the musician, and Virgo, of course, the performer, dancer, entertainer. And so if you go and say, well, how do these love? How do they love? What is their music relaying? How is it relaying to the world? Well, that comes from Venus, right? How we love things, how we love to present things, how we love to do things from the heart. Things that come from the heart. The truth of us. And so, let's say Taurus has his Venus in Aries. Oh, as a baby, learning to do things from the heart. And the Virgo is in Taurus, learning to express herself.
So that means what? Like certain types of, like Santa Maria, what will happen if an Aries or Taurus, or I mean, what's...
So if we're looking, for sure, it's the best way to dose medicine too. If you can understand the constellations within that person, and know how the moon and the sun, what aspect do they play, and the tolerance of that person. So let's say you put an Aries into medicine, and you've got a Taurus. A Taurus is the consumer. So you know the Taurus can consume a lot of medicine and process it very fast. Whereas an Aries mentality is the little baby. And so you're not going to give Taurus or Aries the same amount of medicine you would give Taurus, because the processing, the mind will not be able to handle it.
Aries is a baby.
Is a baby, yes. You would want a microdose for Aries first, and have them on a microdosing dose so that they can feel it in their body, which would be a lot of kids, right? ADD kids, ADD. Kids or autistic or whatever on the star children, then the best way to start with them would be to take them off the old drugs slowly, because they're chemicals, and that would take at least 6 months, man.
It's because the body now is
highly dependent. It's an addiction.
Addiction to that chemical.
Exactly.
So he knows, okay, if I'm going to this emotion, then the chemical takes care of it, blocks whatever receptors, or does, you know, the magic. But yeah, then the body gets used to that.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like somebody has been holding your hand all the time to walk through a bridge, and now you're by yourself, and you don't know how. It's the same. So it's like a baby.
Exactly. Exactly. And with those children, they're highly stressed. And so when they come off those synthetic drugs, they're going to be more highly stressed. And so if we were to look at medicine, what would you choose? Would you do mushrooms first? Would you do ayahuasca? What would you do? Well, in my experience, you would do iboga. And kumbo, yeah, but not for the younger ones, because we don't want to burn this kid. It requires that. It's no different to an inoculation, I guess. It's just my Western thinking has trapped me there. Get out of it. Yeah, because here they will inoculate a child like that at, you know, 6 months old or a year if it's required. And what would you prefer? Some stabbing of a needle? No, thank you. Or a little burn with some beautiful frog medicine? I'll take the frog medicine. Thank you. And have a good time.
That's the first one.
Exactly.
And kumbo?
You see, iboga.
Oh, I thought you said, so you said bufo.
Iboga.
And then you said kumbo.
No, iboga, then kumbo. For the younger kids, the teenagers and that.
Yeah, because iboga helps on the nervous system
exactly.
To say, hey, now ready, you're ready to process. Uh-huh. So lights up the nervous system like lights.
Like
and then we program.
Yeah, and then you do the programming for kumbo. Yeah, all the grounding. And then you put them on a microdose of mushrooms every day. And that would depend on the individual because it would be a case-by-case study. And the child would be keeping the records of himself, his journey along the vision quest, even as a teenager, saying his and sharing the stories of his processes of coming off the Adderall, let's say, and the beautiful wisdom and harmony and peace that he got from Pachamama assisting along the way through the transitioning. And of course, going to all the ceremonies and with the parents.
But imagine,
it's beautiful.
I just imagine like a kid 15 years old, right? And he says, okay, I'm going to spiritual vision quest. I'm talking 15, right? It's minor. And we have all these
network camps.
Of this network of Gnostic scholars around the world, mm-hmm. which we are, they are also chaperones. Mm-hmm. They're like big brothers, big sisters. Mm-hmm. And they just travel with these kids.
These are the ambassadors.
Know? Uh-huh. Traveling with these kids,
yeah.
And you know, providing just the best example of how to walk life and think big and interact with other conscious people to create this world in harmony,
mm-hmm.
instead of the kid being in the same school, like in blocks of surrounded by walls, yeah, Pink Floyd, thank you, and not being able to really express themselves and experience life in a different way because they really want to keep their mind super motivated. And travel and record and do videos and express themselves. It's an artist's time. Mm-hmm. It's not a time to sit down and learn 1 + 1 = 2. It's a waste of time. If you really want to count because you're doing something, you will learn it on the way. Okay, now you need, you know, how many bananas are we going to produce for 10 people? If blah, 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 blah. Now you start counting. Before, no.
Just but you got to go and collect the bananas practice. To learn how to count.
Exactly. And it will give you, you know, maybe different patterns.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the person will just see, the palm will say that's 10 palms. We will give 10 bananas just super fast. I mean, he can count like looking just at the leaves, how they grow, how dry they are, everything.
And then be able to sort them, say, oh, these are ripe, these are overripe, these are underripe, and we've got 3 types of bananas now. Oh, we can maybe charge different prices for them because the ones that are green, we still have a shelf life of another week or two, but the ones that are ripe need to be sold today.
And now imagine a kid, you know, 15 years old, right? And he comes and he starts, yeah, discovering, wow, I discovered that the bananas green and then they have this flower and they do this kind of thing. And I know that this banana, and starts writing about that. I mean, it's amazing. He connected to the banana tree and just did a little bit of research and just goes in deep and into like portholes of wisdom, mm-hmm. that will allow him to express himself. You know, then he starts painting banana trees, then he starts paper from banana trees. Wow. And just connects in a way that is right now not possible to imagine, is out limits.
So we should all be writing our own curriculums. That's what you're saying. And it's absolutely true. Before, in the greats like Marie Montessori and Steiner, they would sit there and they would observe classrooms and people and, you know, because it was a whole educational creation system back then, it was an era of the arts again. and gnosis and philosophy, and all of that carried more weight than, you know, because even mathematicians used philosophy in their writings. They had to be good scholars. So as a part of the vision quest, a part of the 3-year university degree, is to be a fine scholar. Yeah, it's artistry. I mean, when you went to university back in those days, you had an attitude, an avatar.
So, you know, when I went to Los Andes University in Bogota, uh-huh, which is, I mean, I think is the best university in Colombia, and I studied industrial engineering, but I had the electives, and I loved, you know, I took piano, and I took theater, mm-hmm, and that was like, those were like my favorite classes. And also, there was this guy called Ramon de Subiria, historian, right? And he just went in his wheelchairs, and just talk about history, and wow, it's amazing, cool. And like, like, you know, teaching of, you know, the great storytellers of all the magic,
yeah,
time. It's just amazing to hear. And he was low, very, very wise, just beautiful to be surrounded by people.
But that's what we came for, is to be around people like that. It's, I mean, we're not to say that the Matrix doesn't hold fine people. It does, because that's where we all came from. But you see, that was the baby stages of evolution. It gave us the world to play into. It's just that everybody took it too seriously.
So archetypes
yeah,
and medicines. So we just talk about a lot of things, but so let's go back to archetypes. So like Santa Maria, which archetypes will be good, or like they will feel it, or what will be the recommendation? Just to give one good.
Oh, so
one good.
I would say gummies are the first way to start, or the THC. Like what we had.
So if somebody wants to experience Santa Maria, the best way to start is like with a slow doses that is not smoking, but just tasting it like in a little candy, just a little bite.
Because Santa Maria is, I think, is very much like Iboga. Because it switches on all your 7 senses, but Iboga does 5, right? It does all your auditory, all your visual, it fixes all of those synapses. It's a different sensory organ, even though it's the same category, same transition, same pathways, but the imprints are different along the pathways. And so Santa Maria is the snake, is the cord, is the root, is what we have as our celestial cord to the great spirit, which is the mother. It's the Christmas tree, it's Christ consciousness, it's Buddha, it's sacred sexuality, it's the gates of Amenti, it's all the way back to Egypt. But these stories have a thread. They did start somewhere in the beginning of time, and those evolutions obviously happened because they've been written. Some human scribed it. And that's this material world of archetypes, is that we all came in as the 12 disciples of God. Remember Christ.
So gummies, okay, that's for everybody, but let's say Capricorn. If you're Capricorn, your relation with Santa Maria will be like how? How do you think?
Capricorn? Well, Capricorn is the father, and the father is the founding farmer, and George Washington...
It will soften a Capricorn.
George Washington's first plantation was Santa Maria and hemp. That's what they built their wealth on.
So especially for Capricorns,
he's the farmer. He's going to take care of the mother.
Exactly. So especially for Capricorns, what happens is when you have Santa Maria, then you get that more connection to the mother, which makes you more like, yeah, you take care of your mother. Then you your mother, and that's like a little goddess opening you, making you more, say, soft-hearted, because Capricorns can be very stubborn and can be. So Santa Maria,
the goat
in Capricorn, will be like, yeah, the goat from from a goat to a lamb, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Mary had a little lamb. There you go. You can sing it. Yeah. No, that's perfect. Go for it.
So that's, you know, Capricorn. So for Aries, since they are a baby, so they need little things. And what they will experience is just thoughts, little bubbles of thoughts, right? Aries is good, Santa Maria, for a lot of inspiration of thoughts.
Aries is a central nervous system because they think a lot and they're fast. So they're a spark. They're the flint.
So they need to you just see themselves to see what's the point of now I'm getting a lot of inspirations. This is the place that I want to be in this manifestation space, or here I'm feeling this, that, that, that. So they will learn because it's like a little bubble. So there's baby learning. That's good. It's awesome. Let's say Virgo. Santa Maria will just light the whole chakras and will make you Mary Magdalene. Sexuality, beautiful. Just beautiful opening, just of the heart, the body, spirit to experience. Just
and because amazing. We're Mercury, we can handle the escalation from cold to boiling hot on the thermometer.
And Virgos also can consume a lot of medicine.
Yeah, we are the healers. Mm-hmm. We are the ones who ingest all the plants, take care
and
of them.
I think you are the sexual healers.
Yeah, the temple healers.
Yeah, I mean,
we were the maidens that came in. The young teenage girls who still had their hymen in place, and we burst that through song. That was as in an internal orgasm, as I birth myself. So through song, we burst through the hymen, and that's what they're trying to do through the stratospheres when they're saying they're trying to fly to the moon. Got to burst out of the hymen, which is inside the egg. There is a film, a white film, that's the hymen. When you break the egg, you burst into the hymen, then you get into the cortex of the egg.
Yeah.
And that's the egg inside of us. That's the seed. That's the seed. So that's why in the temples they sang and they worked with the lira and the lingam is to burst their own hymen, is to resurrect some. Resurrect.
Yeah, it's because then yourself. You have, a lingam is good because then you have full control of you go slowly and you feel that and you are just you. And then nobody is like, that's also a beautiful experience.
But they're crystals, you see.
And also have a special crystal.
And you work
crystal
with the root chakra, with the crystals that belong to the root chakra, and you escalate yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that is very potential. Mm-hmm. Yeah, incredible.
With chanting and music and
essences.
Uh-huh. Yeah, all the five senses. It has to be. Yeah.
Mm. Oh my God.
And that's where
beautiful.
Ayahuasca comes in. Sure. Because ayahuasca is the mature adult. Yeah. You see.
So I see like full moon, and we are all surrounded by a fire, and we are all just, you know, in our spaces connecting with our normal sexuality. Like you know, and beautiful.
Yeah, because people don't know what sexuality is. It's the feeling inside. It's being connected to the mother.
And because we all in that circle accept that we're all going to just connect with ourselves, and you know, there's like this bliss, like shame, and that disappears. There's nothing. It's just beautiful connection to ourselves. And if we share that experience with other selves, also connecting with themselves, oh my, it's just magic. Magic.
Absolutely.
Corazón, I love.
welcome to Mycelium G Vibes.
An afternoon like any afternoon
in the Gnostic University of Philanthropy.
Mm-hmm.
Parches you.
Dot com.